Operations metrics, the definition of operational performance measurements in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, reflects a fundamental change in the way operations focuses and measures its performance. 1. In traditional management, performance measurements related to machine, worker, or department efficiency or utilization. These performance measurements are usually poorly correlated with organizational performance. 2. In theory of constraints, performance measurements that link causally to organizational performance measurements, throughput, inventory, and operating expense are examples. Operational performance measurement and control principles. Operations performance objectives flow directly from the organization's strategic goals. The performance objectives help shape operations activities in a way that is aligned with the organization's goals and strategies. Performance targets based on these objectives will move operations in the desired direction. Performance measurement systems based on the objectives will ensure that operations processes are under control and will point to opportunities for improving operations' future performance. Control of operations manages the execution of production plans and schedules and quality plans. Feedback from production is a fundamental requirement of the control process. It supports the achievement of master production schedule objectives, such as providing the right product at the right time, within cost standards, and in the right quantities. It enables achievement of operational and quality performance objectives in areas such as worker, machine, and work center efficiency and utilization, product variation, throughput, inventory, and operating expenses. It is important to ensure conformance to cost and quality standards and procedures by tracking variances between actual cost and either estimated or standard costs and using quality control measures to ensure no defects and minimal variation. These costs are then assigned to a particular cost center. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines related key terms as follows. Quality control. The process of measuring quality conformance by comparing the actual with a standard for the characteristic and taking corrective actions on the difference. Cost center. The smallest segment of an organization, typically a department, for which costs are collected and formally reported. The criteria in defining cost centers are that the cost be significant and that the area of responsibility be clearly defined. A cost center is not necessarily identical to a work center. Normally, a cost center encompasses more than one work center, but this may not always be the case. Labor standard. Under normal conditions, the quantity of worker minutes necessary to finish a product or process. The difference between actual and standard cost is a variance. Variances are tracked by cost center. Standard cost is calculated for each input by multiplying the standard quantity by the standard price. The variances that are tracked include price, quantity, labor, and overhead. If a variance persists despite efforts to correct it, it may be that the standard is no longer accurate and needs to be updated. Global operational metrics. One example of a global operational metric is total factor productivity, which uses the weighted productivity ratios of different production inputs to identify a factor that may be contributing to a difference in performance. Total factor productivity is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. A measure of productivity of a department, plant, strategic business unit, firm, etc., that combines the individual productivities of all its resources, including labor, capital, energy, material, and equipment. These individual factor productivities are often combined by weighting each according to its monetary value and then adding them. For example, a manufacturer with multiple plants may decide on key productivity factors such as materials, labor, and energy. When each plant reports its total factor productivity, management can see differences that may point to operations approaches that require further investigation and analysis. A higher energy factor may point to older, inefficient equipment in one plant, and the benefits of upgrading the equipment can be further analyzed. This approach can also be used historically. A plant can determine its total productivity factor and then compare it with factors from previous years. Detailed operational performance measures. Exhibit 1-104 shows examples of metrics for each type of generic performance objective: speed, dependability, flexibility, quality, and cost. These competitive priorities can apply to both service and manufacturing industries, for example, a financial services business and a household appliance manufacturer. Note that these are metrics or actions to be measured. The performance objective will define a SMART target for the activity: specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. As you review these metrics, you will see that some are outward-facing, aimed at the market's or customer's requirements, some are inward-facing, aimed at the organization's requirements, and some can be seen as addressing both perspectives. For example, response time to request for service, or time from system order to shipment to distributors, is outward-facing. It tries to create performance that will improve customer satisfaction. Per-call sales volume, or number of defects that require rework, affects the organization's ability to create value. Representatives' adherence to call guidelines aims at creating and measuring performance that will result in greater customer satisfaction, but it also will satisfy the organization's requirements related to efficiency. Similarly, customer reports of problems affects the manufacturer's brand image, which will affect its costs, perhaps through increased advertising or needing to replace products or redo services at no charge, and its revenue.